Okay, let's unpack this. You know that feeling. You've got maybe a huge stack of research, potentially useful stuff, a long report, could be dozens of pages, and you just need the key takeaways now.
Absolutely. But the sheer volume, right? The
Yeah.
density, it just feels like staring at a mountain you don't have time for.
Information overload. It's a real thing. Finding that shortcut to understanding is, well, it's gold.
Totally. We see it all the time. Data's everywhere. Generating reports is easier than ever.
Right.
The bottleneck isn't getting the info anymore. It's processing it, understanding it, pulling out what matters, quickly in a way you can
Right.
actually use.
Exactly. And that right there is what this deep dive is all about today. We're tackling that problem, turning dense, in-depth research, specifically the kind you get from Google Gemini's deep research feature, into something instantly understandable, something visual.
And look, we're not just talking theory. This is really a direct look at a practical method. It's taught in the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit by Etienne Newman. Think of it like we're walking you through one of the toolkit's own guides, step by step.
Yes, this deep dive is your guided tour. It's one specific tutorial from that amazing toolkit. The title is Great Visual Infographics from Gemini Deep Research,
Perfect.
and it hits that challenge head on. How do you take a potentially huge output, like you mentioned a 52-page document in the sources?
Yeah, that was a real example. 52 pages.
Right. How do you boil that down? Make it a quick visual summary that just clicks?
It's about transforming that raw info into, well, accessible knowledge.
Yeah.
Instead of getting bogged down in paragraphs, you get a clear visual story, the key findings.
So our mission today, walk you through the process. Just like the toolkit tutorial lays it out, we'll hit the key steps, show you how Gemini does this transformation. If you've ever needed to grasp complex info fast or explain it, this is a game changer.
And remember, this tutorial, it's just one part of the full AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. There's loads more practical AI stuff in there.
Seriously, if this sounds useful to you, and honestly, who doesn't need to process info faster? You should grab your own copy of the toolkit now. Head over to djamgatetech.com, or you can find it on Shoplift. We'll put the links right in the show notes, make it easy, get the full toolkit, unlock more skills like this.
Okay, ready to jump in. Let's start at the beginning. Step one in the toolkit's tutorial, initiating the deep research in Gemini.
Right, so step one in the guide. Go to the Google Gemini website. Pretty simple. Once you're in the chat interface, the tutorial says look down towards the bottom. That's where you find deep research. It's not like super obvious, maybe, but it's powerful. Click that.
And this is where you give Gemini its instructions, you put in your research topic, or even better, a really specific query.
Ah, and here's the first big tip from the toolkit for this process, right?
Yeah.
The pro tip on specificity.
Exactly.
The tutorial really emphasizes this. The more precise, the more detailed your question, the better the research and the final infographic will be. Makes sense.
Yeah, think about it. It's like telling your research assistant exactly what you need versus just a vague idea.
Right.
So instead of just tell me about renewable energy, you'd say something like, I don't know. Compare solar versus wind cost effectiveness, residential US Midwest last 5 years, focus on policy impacts. See?
That level of detail,
Yeah.
got it. It really guides Gemini.
Totally changes the game
Yeah.
for the AI's search and analysis.
The guide even had that example, right? About
Yeah.
biodiversity knowledge gaps, asking how AI can help, maybe mentioning an article from McGill. That's targeting.
Precisely. So you put in your detailed prompt, then Gemini works out a research plan. It shows you its strategy.
And you can tweak it. It says edit plan.
Yep, you can edit the plan if needed or just hit start research if it looks good.
Okay.
And this part takes a bit of time. The tutorial notes Gemini isn't just, skimming Google. It's
Right.
actually finding articles, reading them, analyzing the content, pulling things together like a human researcher, but faster. It's doing that heavy lifting.
It's like sending out a super fast, super focused librarian into the digital stacks.
Exactly. And while it's doing that, you can go do something else. Grab coffee.
Nice. Which leads us to step two in the toolkit's flow, getting the actual research report back.
Okay, so Gemini finishes its deep dive. It's found, analyzed, compiled everything, and it gives you the comprehensive report.
And comprehensive is the word, isn't it? But that can be, well, a double-edged sword for speed.
For sure. The materials mention that example again, the research resulting in a 52-page document.
52 pages. I mean, that's thorough, definitely. But like the tutorial says, reading that much when you need the core insights fast It can feel really hard to read.
Yeah, it's all the info you ask for, but maybe not in the most digestible format right away.
Although the tutorial does say you can export it, right, to a Google Doc if you need the full text.
Yep, that option's there for archiving or detailed review.
But the real magic of this specific tutorial in the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit is what happens next. How do you tackle that 52-page beast without losing hours?
Mm-hmm. How do you get the essence?
Yeah.
That brings us to step three, creating the visual infographic. This is the core technique, the button that turns density into clarity.
Okay, so the tutorial shows once that big report is ready in the Gemini interface, you don't leave. There's a create button right there.
Prominently displayed, yeah. You click create. Mm-hmm. Gemini gives you options, different outputs it can generate based on the research it just did. The tutorial points you straight to the infographic option. Select that.
And this is the cool part, the sort of techie bit that you don't really need to understand fully.
Right. The tutorial explains that behind the scenes, Gemini runs code. It mentions HTML, CSS, JavaScript specifically.
Wow.
It uses that code to actually build the visual infographic based on the research findings.
So it's acting like a mini web developer and designer.
Kind of. It takes the key points it found and structures them visually using web tech. That means the output is digital, structured. Really powerful.
That's like saying, okay, Gemini, you read the book, now draw me the important parts.
Exactly like that. And the sources say this generation step takes a few minutes.
Not instant, but compared to doing it yourself, incredibly fast.
Absolutely. And once that's done, step four is all about using that infographic, interacting with it, maybe tweaking it.
And the result, the tutorial says, is a beautiful visual infographic.
Yeah.
That's the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
You go from 52 pages of potential headache to something inviting.
And the key word here is summary. The tutorial stresses this. It's not the whole 52 pages squished down. It's a concise distillation.
Wow, concise.
The materials suggest maybe just a couple of pages usually. Think about that, the core findings of 52 pages visually on maybe two.
That's amazing. Like an executive summary your brain can actually absorb quickly.
Right. And the guide mentions the Canvas interface where this infographic appears. It's like a little workspace. You can toggle, see the raw code, the HTML and stuff, or the preview, which is how it looks visually.
Does that mean you can change it?
Well, the tutorial focuses on generating it, but yeah. The fact it's code on a canvas means customization is possible. If you know a bit of web code, or maybe Gemini adds more visual editing tools later, you could tweak it. It gives you a fantastic starting point, much easier than starting from zero.
And the benefits, having this visual summary, especially for you, the listener, the toolkit highlights how huge this is.
Oh, totally. The biggest win is just speed. You scan a couple of visual pages, you get the key points, the trends, the conclusions, instantly, instead of digging through 50 pages.
Massive time saver. Plus, visuals help you remember right.
Yeah.
Seeing it, structured headings, bullets, maybe charts, helps you understand and retain it way better than just text.
Makes complex stuff feel more intuitive. And think about presentations.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of manually making slides to summarize, you've got a ready-made visual you can use directly or adapt fast.
And sharing must be super easy, too.
Frictionless. It's web tech. So save it. Make a PDF, share a link, put it on a website, email it. Your research output becomes this portable, shareable asset. It turns that daunting document into a clear communication tool, puts the findings in your hands, ready to use.
Okay, so let's connect this back for you listening.
Yeah.
Why is learning this specific technique straight from the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit so valuable?
Well, first off, it fights information overload directly. You learn a real skill. Turn dense reports into insights in minutes, not hours, cuts through the noise.
It's a powerful tool for work, for study, personal projects.
Yeah.
You're using AI not just to find info, but to process it, to present it effectively.
And it builds confidence, doesn't it? Knowing you can grab a complex topic quickly because you have this visual summary method changes how you approach information.
Yeah, it shifts you from feeling buried by the info to feeling empowered by it. And remember, this isn't just some random trick. It's a fundamental skill boosted by AI, taught step by step in the toolkit.
So, wrapping up this deep dive, we've looked at something pretty transformative, taking huge Gemini research reports.
Which are thorough, but yeah, long.
And with just a few clicks, following the tutorial steps, turning them into concise, useful visual infographics.
It's a direct line from deep research to clear understanding and easy communication.
And again, this whole process, turning density into digestible visuals in minutes. It's just one technique from the AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit by Etienne Newman.
So if this sparked your interest, cutting through info clutter with AI and visuals seriously, go get your own copy of the toolkit. Imagine having a whole set of tutorials like this one.
This dive gave you a taste. The full toolkit has the detailed steps, lots of other practical AI methods.
Go download the full AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. It's at djamgaytech.com or find it on Shoplift. Don't wait. Get these skills, the links, right in the show notes for you. Easy peasy.
And as you think about what it means to get visual summaries from complex research almost instantly,
Right.
here's something to chew on. If insights from deep research can be visualized in minutes, how does that change how we even discover knowledge? Does it make us bolder, ask bigger questions, knowing the answers are easier to process? And how might the speed of this accessibility change how knowledge gets shared and built upon in our data-heavy world? What opens up?